Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. I have had a wonderful day today, and I have been off today. How is everybody doing today? I'm surprised we got some people on here because a lot of people is celebrating Christmas. I told you, a whole lot of us would be on this line that's not on here tonight because they like celebrating Christmas and stuff. Then you'd be surprised, you know, how many people don't be on here because they're doing some stuff like that. Hold on, let me pull up the area code 928. Your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the line.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. I'm in a good mood,
shalom.
Too.
Wonderful.
Man, you know, I had a beautiful day, Sister Yaina. Me and my younger brother had a long talk, and he coming this way. So I was really happy.
Wonderful. So you say your younger brother?
Yes, ma'am, my younger brother. You know, we got to talking, and I showed him some scriptures. And all I can say, he can say, shalom now.
All right. That's a blessing. I'm so happy to hear that. I am so happy to hear that. You know, it's hard for a lot of people because, you know, they it's a tradition for a lot of people to do this holiday. And they've been doing it for so long. My mom was one. She had black Santa Claus and all kind of special ornaments for the trees and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I don't really think she's gotten rid of them. She, I don't know what she's done with them, but.
We got rid of ours like three, like right before we started coming on the Blog Talk Show. We just put all that stuff in the trash and the garbage. I ain't seen it since.
See, me too. I never really was a tree person anyway. My trees used to look like Charlie Brown trees anyway, so it wasn't something that I was good at. So I didn't ever get into that. I just didn't. But, you know, all the other stuff I got rid of. I stopped celebrating Christmas. Woo, let me see. Back in 19, I would say really 2000 and maybe 2001.
Good God. You ain't done that long time.
I quit that a long time ago. I'm trying to figure out how old my son would have been. He was born, so that's 10. No, I wouldn't say he was born in 88, so 98 he would have been 10. I stopped it when he was probably in the 7th or 8th grade. I haven't done Christmas since then.
Mm-mm. Wow.
I quit doing it, you know, a long time ago. It's a beautiful thing, you know, to know what you know. Like I said, you feel isolated at first. You do. You feel isolated because everybody else is doing something different, and you the odd man out, you know, and you can't help but feel a little lonely, you know, because everybody's a festive season, and no matter where I've gone this week, somebody will say, "Have a Merry Christmas." And I just got tired of saying I don't celebrate. I just let them do what they're going to do, and I just go in the store, you know.
That's what but I do now because there's just so many of them.
Yeah. Everybody, even from the grocery store people, everywhere, have a Merry Christmas. And it's like, oh, but it's over now. You know, tomorrow's a new day. It's over. They can take the tinsels down. We get to the first of the year. They can have a little New Year's party, and we can get back to normal. No.
Yep, I agree with you.
That's a beautiful thing. I mean, because that's why I always like to have a radio show for this time, because somebody is sitting at home by themselves. You know, like, man, everybody gone out, you know, ain't nobody, you know, and believe me, looking at this board, it's half of the people. It's a fourth of the people that's usually on here.
Wow.
It is. But
we don't fool with it. Yeah, we don't fool. We let, you know, our families know and everything. You know, we don't fool with it. You know, we don't partake of that. I try my best, you know, every time I talk to my family is to guide them in the right way. And, you know, fortunately, Sister Yaina, and I'm going to say this. I really feel blessed because I pray real hard and everything. And what I'm praying for is being answered. You know, I pray for my family. My brother, you know, he's getting on board. I told you before, my dad, he wants me to come home and what he 85 and want me to talk to him about this because he wants to know. You know, and I'm listening to you, what you telling me about like other family, how it's just very few people. And I'm sitting there going, well, what is going on here? Because my dad is getting into this. My brother is getting into this. My sister's starting to listen a little bit. My stepmother-in-law, she listening. She started getting into it. I mean, it's just like maybe I'm doing something right because I really tried. You know, we thank y'all. It's like Sister Rachel said the other day, last night we were sitting here talking, and she goes, she just out of blue goes, hallelujah, because we are not what we used to be. Just all praises due to y'all.
All praises. Yeah, hallelujah. And they're going to come around, you know, and it's just, this may be the season, you know what I'm saying, for them to come around. You know, whereas it looked like my family going in the total opposite direction, you know, because some of them celebrated Christmas, and they never have done it since I stopped doing it, and it seemed like they going in the opposite direction. You still got to give y'all praise because he's worthy of the praise. And at the appropriate time, he's going to open up their eyes and get them back on track too. But it's a blessing, you know, that when it's your family's time to embrace it, you have the knowledge and the information to go full speed ahead.
Yes, ma'am. It is
you
beautiful.
Really do.
You know, yeah. And I thank you for the other night talking to me, because now I kind of understand and see a few more things. And it just you know, it just makes you feel better, you know. None of us on this, I have never met none of y'all. But to me, y'all family, you know, and it's just beautiful, you know that you got family.
Yeah, blood family. My grandma used to always tell me that when you get to the fourth and fifth cousin, they not really kin. I said, well, that can't be the case. She said, well, why not? I said, because if we descendants of Abraham, that goes back 5,000 years. Many generations. So that can't be the case. That's another thing that we've adopted out of slavery that is not true. Because how are we going to be descendants of Abraham if that's the case?
That is true. That is so true.
You know?
That's
so we blood family on top of all the other stuff that go, like I said, disconnected families, because we going to meet our family that we never knew we had.
I want to tell you something. I got a place that I'm, you know, we prayed on some things, and by the way, I think that message you had the other week, I think that was me. I kind of got some confirmation of that, and that's beautiful. So we patient,
hallelujah.
We just sit back and just do things the way it is. Hallelujah! And but
hallelujah.
I got a place I want to visit, you know, back in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place where my family. That, you know, my great-great-great-great grandma that came over here was somewhere between the ages of 5 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And she just came in through Virginia, and she was sold to a place called the Coleman Plantation in Hancock County, Georgia.
Okay.
There's a place, and it's the actual plantation is not too far from where I grew up. But I never been there.
Okay.
There is a place they say you can go out to that plantation, because the Night Riders, I know you heard of them, came through and killed all the men and women and children that they could find. They say if you go out there, you stand out there, you can hear the women and the children.
Wow.
I just want to do it. And just see if they come. I was scared to go out there, tell you the truth. No. But they say you can still hear them. And my ancestors, they got out of there and were able to survive. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
But they say you can go there and you can hear them.
Wow. You can still hear the screams and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I want to be able to go see that and do that and maybe pray right there. Maybe it might ease them spirits that are there.
Mm-hmm. They waiting on us to stand up. You know, when we go to 2019, we're not just going for us. We're going for our ancestors, too. You know, and that's going to be a release. It is. It really is going to be a release. You know, the closer it gets, the more I realize how powerful it's going to be, because we're praying for them, too. We're repenting for them, too, because not only did they accept the covenant, they agreed to do by the covenant and the punishment of the covenant, and they accepted it for us, too. So now we got to turn around and return the favor, and we have to repent for the things that we've done, and then repent for the things that they did to them.
Wow. I understand that. That's good. We go out and do that.
You know. So it is. It's a very emotional moment. It's an exciting moment. I was sitting here. I have not done anything all day. I just bummed around all day. I'm here by myself, and, you know, my family is gone off doing what they do. And I spent the day watching this television program called Travelers. And it's on Netflix. Uh-huh. And it was strange because when I went to try to turn it off, my computer wouldn't let me switch it off. No matter how much I hit the button, it wouldn't go back to the browser. I was like, well, maybe I need to watch this. You know what I'm saying? You know me. I'm always into some sci-fi stuff. But this particular series was about these people that were dying, and they didn't know they were dying. But at the moment of their death, in like 15, 20 seconds, they will watch you count down for this person. They might be walking down the street, and they said this person's about to die, and they would count down 15, 14, 13, 12. When they got down to two, a host jumped into their body and took over their body, yeah. And this person lived longer, but lived longer as another a host, but the host was able to identify with that person's background because of social media and different things that they saw. From an evil standpoint, I said, I wonder if this is how those evil spirits jump into the bodies of people that allowed them to come in and sell their souls. But then I turned around and I thought about it. I said, but wait a minute. Because when we complete our sentence, something is going to have to happen to us. To the point where we're not going to be the same. I mean, really, when you really think about it, something is going to have to happen if we're going to have a whole new language, and something different is going to have to happen. I don't know what. I'm not saying that we'll have a whole sentence. I don't know. I don't subscribe to that.
Right.
But I mean, when you think about. Let me stop. I ain't even gonna have this Bible class because I have. It just surprised me. I was just like, wow. My mind was just thinking, I'm like, wow. You know, because I think about the one-third. You know, in order for the one-third to be redeemed, you know what I'm saying? Even though we've been born again, you know, they didn't die. Those were God, so they couldn't die. They were eternal, you know. So they had to inhabit us some kind of way in order for us to be them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, did that happen in the womb, or did it happen? You know, I'm just messing with you. I'm just thinking this thing through. You know, sometimes
go right ahead. Go right ahead. You know, there's some things. Remember, I talked to you one time on the phone. And I told you there was some things that, you know, because I think sometimes our people, we don't understand how strong the occult, so to speak, is, and how strong Satan is and the beings is. So I was sitting there thinking about, you know, my experience as a Nuwapi and the things I saw, you know, and I never shared this stuff and never shared none of this stuff. But the longer I'm in this truth, the more I see that there was something that was guiding the Nuwapi nation that was unearthly, not from this realm. And things manifest inside of people. I'm telling you, and people don't understand that stuff is out here.
Yes, it's real. Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Very real. And that's what this program was. They weren't doing evil things. They were actually, what they were time travelers from the future that came back to prevent things from happening, all over again is basically what it was. You know, but I've had an experience like that with someone, and it freaked me completely out. I mean, completely out. And, you know, I came across this person, and it was really strange how we came in contact with each other, but we did come in each other's presence, and it was like I knew him. I can't explain it. I don't understand it, but I knew this person. I knew him. It was like I knew him in another world. I really can't explain it. It was the strangest thing that I have ever experienced before. And he said something to me that was really weird. He was like, "So you don't? So you cut your hair? You're not wearing your hair long anymore?" And that's the first time I had seen this man. I'm like, "Excuse me?" And he didn't say nothing else. He made little hints. like he knew, but he couldn't tell me. And it was just weird. I mean, it was some weird stuff, you know. And I kind of gave him one of them looks like, excuse me? You know, who are you? But he didn't say anything else. It was almost like he wasn't allowed to say anything else. So it's a lot going on this earth. And you know what the bad part about Israel, I see you, Eric, 832. The bad part about Israel is Israel won't give themselves an opportunity to open themselves up to the supernatural because their mind won't allow them to do that, and they do themselves a disservice. Because, you know, when you really think about it, from a scientific, from a sci-fi standpoint, the Most High is coming from a whole other dimension onto this earth to do battle with earthly beings.
That's true. That is so true. Wow. And we don't even look at that.
No. So, I mean, you know, when you really understand what this Bible is really all about, because Malcolm was like, well, how come he just can't just stop this thing and start it all over again? I said, that's not how he wrote the story. Well, how come he just won't just leave it alone and just we just do it over and we don't have to go through all this? I said, because that's not how he wrote the story.
Nope.
You know, we got beings coming in and out of this earth all from different places. They live in crop circles in the ground. They got a historical record of them mutilating animals, doing surgery on animals with precision, laser cutting that we don't even do. We don't even have access to that kind of technology now. It's all kind of, and they talk about stuff under the water. I mean, all kind of stuff going on. That because our minds will not allow us to have those experiences, we think it's TV or it's not true.
No, did you know that these people talking about that they have found the giants and that they was in a state of animation, but they are starting to wake up now? I'm talking about today. That just really knocked me out.
Yeah, they coming, but guess what? Brother Yerushalayim, the Most High said that the giants was coming back to fulfill his wrath. So his word has got to come true. You know, it's got to come true.
That's what this dude said on his video. Yeah, that's what this dude said on his video we watched. He said, well, the giants are coming back to fulfill prophecy of the Bible. And I'm sitting there going, wow, didn't we just hear this from Yaina in class? Like, wow.
Yes, sir. You know, and it's not by chance. Nothing happens by chance. All of this stuff is happening for a reason. And we're in the end times, and we're going to see some things that's going to really freak us out. But, I mean, you know, ready or not, here we go.
Yeah.
This is supernatural stuff. So something has got to happen to us to be able to give us a mindset to even go back to God's status or even to go back to the mental capability of understanding who we are as a people. Because the Most High told us, and I'm going to find that scripture where he told us, don't go around that way because they fear you. When we were in Egypt going through the wilderness, he said, don't go around the way of the Edomites is one of them. He said, because they're afraid of you. Now, why would they be afraid of us?
Wow. And I think it's going back that way. I think they still are.
Well, they have always been, you know, they have always been, we've always been a lot stronger, but they have had the upper hand because he has given us a trembling heart, you know, a heart of fear, you know, to the point where we it's like our courage is gone. We want to stand up to him, but because of the curse, we can't.
Right.
Because I've seen on so many things situations where the cops, I've seen this cop square up with this black guy, and this black guy red up his chest and balled up his fist, and you could just see it in his face like, I want to whoop your so-and-so. And the cop knew he had the advantage because he was a cop, and you could just see the young boy just drop his arms because he knew he had to take the beating, because if he had to do it any other way, you would have probably got the death in him.
Yeah.
Because he squared up with him in the street. And like I said, any other situation, that wouldn't have happened. But because we're in this situation and we're under this curse, which we got 8 months and it's over. Because we're under this curse. He said, I'm gonna, in Deuteronomy 28, he said, I'm going to give you a heart, a fear, a heart that trembles. When you hear a leaf rattle, mm-hmm. you're gonna tremble. And that wasn't who we were. That wasn't who we were. Yeah. We were a people that was, we had the Most High with us. That's all I could say.
Wow.
You know? All the nations were afraid when we came through there. All of them were upset. They heard about them. They said, oh, we heard what your God did in Egypt. Everybody's talking about it. All the nations was talking about it. You know?
They're going to be talking about it again when he brings us out of the north country.
Yeah. And so that's where we are. You know, and it's just a miracle to see that we're in this situation right here now. You know, and that's why I tell all the young people, stand down. When all that stuff was going on, they were killing all them young boys. I was like, just stand down. You know, all you got to do is walk up right before God and watch what he do. Watch what he does, because he is not coming to play. You know. And then nobody wants to hear that of the other nations because they have enjoyed being on top.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They don't want to hear that. But it's nothing nobody can do about it. It's Yah. It's Yah. Mm-hmm. The power of the Most High Yah. We just have to believe in him and watch what he do. But something's got to happen in order for us to change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something's got to happen in order for us to change. You know, to the point where we go back to being his people.
Well, we got to change.
You know, we got to change some kind of way. Let me open up this mic. I'll be right back. I'm going to leave y'all's mic open. Area code 832, go ahead. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I've been wondering if you can hear me. Brother Yerushalayim, the Nubian, Nuwapian, were you in that for a while? Was that like in the 90s?
Yes, ma'am. It was. I was in it for a long time. I got in it in the 90s, and left it for a while.
What state was that?
Georgia. Well, actually, I started with them. They was up in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, okay, I met a guy in Alaska, and I think he said he had been in the Nuwapians. He wore white all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we called him Brown Man. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't. I probably would
And then his name was Kakai.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Because I was wondering whatever happened to him because he left Alaska with a young lady and her children, but they came back and he did not, and she would not tell anybody where Brown Man was.
He probably was included in that group that was on the land when they raided the land. And when they raided the land and they locked up a lot of people, he might have been in that group. Because a lot of people got locked up down there at that time.
Yeah, but by now, I mean, we're talking about,
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. What you don't understand is that was stuff going on down there. There was some real stuff going on. That's why I was telling Sister Yaina that a lot of people don't understand that this world, that's when my eyes got open to, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world. Because that man that was leading, they called him Malachi York. Some people call him Dr. York. Some people call him Imam Issa. All those things. There was something in him that was not human. And you could actually see that was in him that was not human. Because I could tell you of an incident where me and probably 600 people.
Let me ask you right quick before you get the explanation. What are you talking about, something negative or something positive?
Both.
Okay, because Brown Both. Man, he I'm going to tell you, straight-laced, no shape. Brown Man, no negativity. None. None.
Okay.
I've never witnessed
it.
I mean,
okay.
Let me tell you something. I did a program in Alaska. It was a talent show where the auditorium had never filled. I had standing room only. Him and his friends are the only two people. And I belong, because at the time I was going to the university. And the other people who in the Black Student Union was supposed to be helping me, they wasn't doing jack. But then I met this brother when he found out what I was doing. This brother and a couple more brothers in the community, they came and helped me. And I'm telling you, we packed it out, standing room only. I wouldn't have been able to do it if it wasn't for the brown man and his friends.
Okay, I'm not saying he was naked. This is what I'm saying to you, sis. This is what I'm saying. When I said there were both, see, there were circles in the Nuwapia Nation. There was the outer circle, there was an inner circle, and there was another inner circle. I was a part of the inner circle. My wife at the time was part of the inner circle. There were things that we saw that was not right. There were things that we saw that let us know that there was a higher things going on. I'm not saying that he was negative, but what I'm saying is that those influences that came down to that particular land were, and if you haven't noticed, they bulldozed all those pyramids, covered all that over, locked this man up underground. Because when they put him in a regular prison, they found the security staff and inmates all gravitating to this guy, and they were fearful that he was going to escape, so they put him underground. There were things going on down there, because he called it Tamaray, Egypt of the West. And one of his biggest things that I noticed that he didn't go after every group that bad, but he particularly went after Hebrew Israelites. And I'm telling you that's when I started putting stuff together. He particularly sent his people after Hebrew Israelites. He didn't care about white people. He didn't care about Christians. He didn't care about Muslims. You know, and when he started going through his lineage, which I recently, over the past year or two, went back through, he was a part of what they call of Ishmael. The lineage that he gave us, when I traced it back, he was part of Ishmael. And there's some crazy stuff that this man did down there. There's some crazy things I saw. There was a Caucasian used to stay that lived, had a ranch next door to the property. The Caucasian was on the news telling the people, said, and I'm going to quote what he said. He said, "I don't know what is happening down there, but I seen some stuff in the sky, and it ain't from this earth. But I know when them spaceships come to pick them up, I'm going to get on them spaceships." Because he used to always talk about spaceships coming to gather 144,000. And then my question was, for what? Why? And then they started getting into some weirded out stuff. It was some stuff going on down there that most African Americans, you know, you want to just dismiss it. But there were some things happening on a whole nother level. A whole nother level. I'm talking about the rituals from ancient Egypt. They were working. Things were starting to happen.
I can believe that.
Things
were starting to
happen. I could tell you stuff that will scare you to death. That's the reason I left it alone. I started praying because I saw some stuff one night, and I don't want to be bothered with it, because you can open yourself up to spirit, and you can open yourself up to things that are from outside this earth, and they can leech to you, and you it's hard to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. I've had my own experience with it. I've met some people from it. One person in particular, years and years ago, and I can attest to what he's saying, that the things that came out of this person's mouth, and this person questioned me about something that only I could answer. And I answered it correctly, and I saw that person start beginning to shake. He asked me a question that only I could answer. Nobody else could answer this question on the whole planet, this question that he asked me. And I answered it correctly. and he began to shake. And my question to him was, why are you sitting there shaking? And he didn't come back with any other answer. So I that's why I'm saying, you know, Israel cheats themselves because I think it's because of fear. They are afraid to deal with the supernatural because it's evil and good on both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean to say it that way. I said evil. There's evil and good. Each one has his own side. Let me say that. You know, but it is definitely there. And, you know, as we began to get closer to 2019 and the 8 months that we have left, we were talking about the changes that have to take place in us to be able to even meet them on that level, because none of us is in a position in this captivity state to even mess with it. And I know a whole lot of Israelites that's messing with that esoteric stuff. I know a whole lot of them that's sitting there moaning and meditating and and they ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
I said, look, prayer means you're supposed to speak words. It says with the spoken words, the words were framed. It said that death and life is in the power of the tongue. They're masking all of this stuff to try to make it beyond. It's like, no, we know all the mystery religions. Those are the mystery religions. You're not hiding nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
uh-huh.
it's definitely, they're going to see. They're going to get a chance to see. You know, this is another level, but they're going to see that it's real. Like I said, when you really understand the Bible and you understand what's getting ready to happen, you got an entity that's coming from a whole other dimension onto Earth to deal with humans from both sides.
Yeah.
From both sides, and
yeah.
Like they said, the men that have 900 IQ, it's in first past the chart, is really the ones that's running it now.
Yeah.
They really are, and I agree. I agree with you 100%. I've had my own experience. It was a very short one. It was only one. I didn't need to have any more because the person that came into my presence, you know, came for a specific reason. And like I said, he asked me a question that only I could answer, and I answered it correctly. And, you know, that's when everything began to change. But if we're getting ready to go into that. I mean, 8 months, this thing is over. The captivity is over, and I really don't think people realize what that means. It's not we're not under the captivity anymore. We just going to go home. And, no, it's not going to never be the same.
Nope.
Never. Something is getting ready to happen to those who know what it means. It's not going to happen to all of us. It's not. Because you're going to have to know what it means and be able to, you know what I'm saying, to be obedient. But it's definitely getting ready to be a change.
I don't think I've people ready
to come up against them. Say that again.
Mm-hmm. I don't think our people even ready or even thinking about this.
They're not.
Because I'm telling you, coming from where I came from into this, I know that there's stuff out there and there's things that happen. I know, and I know the government knows.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
Yeah.
They know all of this stuff.
Yeah. They know, and it's all over the internet. Whereas, like I said, 30 years ago, this stuff was nowhere to be found. It wasn't. And if the internet was open, nobody really knew anything about it. It was nowhere to be found. It was somewhere else. You had to read it in a book. People were researching it in the library. And now it is just like it is second nature. Everybody's talking about the giants. Everybody's talking about UFOs. Everybody's talking about aliens. Everybody is talking, the ones that know what's going on. I'm not talking about the church, because the church, it's almost like they're paying them to keep those people asleep. I'm not talking about the church. I'm really not. I'm just talking about the people that know. It's all over the place. You can't miss it.
Nope.
That's like, wow. You know? So, I mean, you know, it's time, though, for it to come, because the Most High be able to tell you, it wasn't like I didn't put it out there. There it was right there. You just chose not to deal with it. No, you chose not to deal with it. This is what it is. This is the reality of it all. You know, we're at this point now where we're getting ready to come up on some serious stuff happening. You know, and we just have to get ready. I don't know how much we can say it. But, you know, Israel going to be Israel. They're going to do what they're going to do. And everybody be like, well, ain't nobody, they ain't doing nothing with the 400. So what? Let them stay home. If you don't have the right mentality and the right heart, stay home. We don't want bodies. Right. I've come to the conclusion, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I don't want bodies. We don't want people spectating.
Nope.
We want people that's coming that know what this means and is able to put their plate down and fast and pray and be able to go before the Most High with a clean heart. Because some people are just coming to spectate, and it's too much money to spend to come up to just spectate. Let them stay home.
But people,
you know, let them do whatever they
people,
do. This is serious.
No. But people will do that. They'll just spend that money, just come to spectate, and then they come with that evil heart or that uncaring heart. Because the people, that's what I was saying to you. You know, I feel that's what's in my spirit right now. That's why I'm working so hard to actually get out of me what's wrong and bring in all the righteousness that I possibly can so that when I go before my creator, that I can be blameless. And to me, that's what it's about. I hope I ain't saying nothing wrong, but to me, it's about doing the best and giving the best. It's just like that nasty offering that the Jews made over there with that thing. They just sloshed the meat up there. Are we going to go out there in 2019 and just say, oh, well, say a few words and go away? Or are we going to go out there sincere or hard and pray and give everything that we got?
Well, that's true. That is so very true. I mean, when you really understand, that's true. I mean, some people, all I can say is I hope that the ones that come are coming with the right mentality and with the right heart, because it's going to take that. It really is, even though the curse is over, the Most High is allowing us to do this, so he must want it. Because the things that he don't want, you don't get to do. And he's allowing us to do this. You know, so, I mean, you know, as you understand, like I said before, all of the negativity and all of the stuff that's going on the earth and all of the spirits that's on the earth and all of the stuff, you have to be able to get ready for that, because that stuff is real. You know, it's real. You know, you don't know how many witches I've come in contact. Black women, witches, casting spells on people. Real stuff. And they call themselves, they're not bad witches, they're white witches. So we're Wicca. We've been around for a long time. They told me I'm Wicca. We've been around just as long as Christianity has or longer.
Wow. I don't know what to do with
it. It's a lot going on. It is a lot going on, I'm telling you. It is. You just got to have faith, but you got to let the Most High do it, because he's going to do it. And he has to have the power to be able to do it, you know, because he said that he's allowing us to be able to come to apologize. That's the least we can do. And you know what? Every Israelite in this country ought to be there apologizing, but you can tell by the spirit of a person. That arrogant spirit, that arrogant heart, they say, wow, we ain't got to do that. That's over with. Even if it was over with, you still ought to be able to apologize all the stuff that we've done.
I agree.
But it's not in their heart.
Yeah.
It's not in their heart. They don't have a heart to do it. It's not there. It's not. So, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, as we get closer, you know, the supernatural is going to become more apparent. It's going to be real, you know. But once the curse is over with, I believe the Most High is going to give us a heart and a mind to be able to deal with it and see it, and it'll be commonplace for us. Because right now it's not. Everybody that sees it, or at least in the state that we're in, there's a lot of fear behind it. But when this is over with, I don't think there's going to be any more of that. I really don't. I don't think so. Hold on, let me get Brother Leonard's mic open. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, it's all Israel ain't Israel. A lot of people are expecting a big reaction from certain people, but the Most I said is a remnant.
That's true. That is so true. That is really true. Yep. You said a mouthful
I
that time, for real. I'm serious. I am really serious, and there's a lot of them getting led astray, a whole lot of them getting led to the slaughter because they, they're looking at the wrong thing, you know. But as you said, don't let nobody deceive you. And, you know, people are I guess what got me with Israel when I first came on the scene and saw the nation as a culture, as a unit, was how they had created this culture. You know, they had this dress code. You know, they had these handshakes. You know, they had they was wearing the ziggies on their clothes, and you know what I'm saying. And it was a culture, like, you know, they knew each other. You know, they would travel from city to city and live in each other's houses, and you know, they were really developing this culture. You know, but and I thought that was a beautiful thing until, and it looked beautiful from the outside. It did. It looked beautiful from the outside until you looked really deep into it, and it was like, wow. There was just a lot of confusion because, you know, it wasn't, that love wasn't there like it should be. It was a lot of separation. Mm-hmm. Okay, we believe in Yahweh over here. We believe in Yah on this side. We Old Testament only. Then we had the Torah only, and everybody was fragmented. And I just stood there and looked like, wow, these are supposed to be the children of Israel. And it was just a bunch of separation and a bunch of anger and a bunch of people not coming together and communicating because they all didn't believe the same. And when I came on the scene, I was like, you don't have to believe like me. Everybody has a right to make a choice. Everybody has a right to make a choice. That doesn't mean we're not family, though. You know?
Right.
And it took a long time. I mean, I kept on talking and talking and talking, and sometimes I would be in groups where I was the only Messianic in the group. You know what I'm saying? And I just kept watching and listening and praying and asking y'all. You know, because we have to, and I think we have crossed that barrier. We have to get to the point where we move as a unit. You know, and now I think we're getting to that point. It took a long time, but I think we're getting to that point. But the problem now is, as we move closer to the end, the people are not getting prepared for what's getting ready to happen. They're not ready. No matter what. Hold on one moment. Let me open the mic. Sister Levere, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. I just want to say, you know, to Brother Yerushalom, our praise to the Most High. Most High is moving you in fantastic ways. For the sister that's working at the schools, you know, I just look at how the Most High is just moving. And, you know, during the time that we have, we're in this process of this shutdown and, you know, what's going on in Israel. And we know that we're moving into a whole different phase of this. And it also allows us to be able to see ourselves, because now it's getting ready to really be all about us. And we're really getting ready to have the men together as a nation, whether we want to or not. It's getting ready to come that way. And, you know, now is the time when the light is getting ready to shine on us, to step into our role of who we supposed to be, and being able to be the mold and the people. And you know, we're still in the process of trying to better ourselves, but the Most High knows our heart. He knows the direction that we're trying to go, what we're trying to achieve. And I just give, you know, our praise to the Most High because of the fact that we will not give up. We want to stay in this for the long haul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High. Hold on, let me get Brother Donia. Brother Donia, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. This is Donia. Am I being heard?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I want to apologize. My daughter is in town, and she called me. And she, you know, just to let me know that she's going to be over here tomorrow. But as far as the conversation goes, man, I think Brother Leonard took my thunder. You understand? It's only going to be a remnant. You understand? We can't worry about everybody else. Everybody else is not going to do it. We got to remember now, we've been in captivity. We've been away from our our land for 2,500 years. We took on the ways of the other nations, a bunch of nations, man, 13 to be exact. You understand? Until we came into this captivity, so it and we didn't go from one captivity and then we went back home. We didn't do that. We went from one captivity into the next, and we learned the ways of the other nation. And so we got to the point where we expect the Almighty to come the way we want him to come. You understand? And if he don't come that way, then we're off the beaten path. You understand? We go all, we've gone astray. You understand? But it's only going to be a remnant that's going to understand and take and grasp hold to what the Almighty has set aside for us. You understand? It's not going to be everybody. You understand? And I'm trying not to condemn anybody because they don't think like me. You understand? I don't want everybody to think like me. I want them to think for themselves so that they can make the proper decision for themselves. You understand? Once they make the proper decision, once they read and understand what's before us, you understand, they'll come around. Most of anybody will come around. But it don't make no difference, man. As long as you pray, seek the Almighty with all your heart and all your soul, you understand, and trust in him, you understand, then we got a good chance of making it or being part of being a part of what the Almighty has set aside for us. Everybody else, man, you understand, one thing that I'm finding out, too, is the harder it gets, the more people that come aboard. You understand? The harder it gets, you understand? And it's going to get real, real rough, you understand? And they're going to look at you and see that you have that glow, you understand what I'm saying? Because you understand. You know, and then they'll understand, they'll gravitate towards you. You understand? But just trust in the Almighty leave them other folks alone, man. Let them do their thing. You understand what I'm saying? The Almighty, you know that the Almighty will wake them up in the time period and give them the opportunity to make the cut. You understand? But I'm not worried about them, man. I love my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my brothers, and everybody, you understand? But they don't think like me, you understand? You know, I see them going astray, you understand what I'm saying, becoming rabbis. And they grow up in this way, you understand? They was named, Hebrew names, changed their name. And they start, now they talking about being rabbis, you understand? The Talmud and the Commissioner Kabbalah and the Mishnah and all of that stuff, man, bringing that in there, you understand what I'm saying? Has nothing to do with our way of life, you understand? But I still love them. They still my brother, and I hope to see them on the ship going to the land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you, like you said, it won't hit them until it gets bad, you know. And as we began to study this week, LaVille brought to my attention the stock market and how that's going into an overdrive. I don't know if you guys noticed, but it said that the investors were alarmed that the Dow was down 650 points after Trump sent out a tweet confusing signals about the market and the economy. And they was like, you know, that this has been one of the worst times since the Great Depression that it's been slow.
That is correct.
Yeah, he also passed an executive order over the weekend.
What was it?
This is crazy. He passed the urban revitalization executive order saying that he's going to give take away all the red tape for black communities as far as getting houses and getting money to start businesses and all that. The video is 18 minutes. It's like it's called Trump Creates Urban Revitalization Council to help low-income communities.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he said he's going to revitalize, bring them back, and all that kind of stuff, man.
Right.
But
yeah,
one thing that we got to know, you understand, that they give us a little bit and take a lot. You understand what I'm saying? They make us think that we're getting something, and we wind up getting nothing. You understand? So people say stuff out their mouth. You understand? And I think that we mentioned this earlier on, at some point last month or this month. You understand, is when people say something, you understand, and there's no evidence that they're going to do anything, you understand? So, you know, when they apologize or when they give us, they say things, they write these things down, look for the underlying, it was Umar Johnson, you understand what I'm saying? He said that they'll write stuff down, man, but you got to look at the fine print, you understand? So they say stuff, and we know that if you ever look at, you know that Trump is the biggest liar this side of the Mississippi, boy. You understand? I'm talking about everything that he say out of his mouth, you understand what I'm saying, has been a lie. You understand? No proof or evidence to prove anything, to bring out no facts. You understand? So I don't believe these. I believe, you know what I believe? What they do. Somebody do something, and I can say that they may be working in the right direction. But if they just saying stuff out their mouth, and executive order and all of that stuff, man, I'm just, Trump, we could talk about him all day.
Brother, hold on. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask Brother Leonard what his thoughts were on executive order.
Well, the thing is, you got to look at what they already the foundation they already laid with the repatriation back to Africa, to 2019, and all that. This seems like to me is a sideball to what they already set up. So it's like a counter to everything, I couldn't necessarily see it
working in our favor. I mean, regardless of the fact you did HR 1242, and we not staying we're not trying to stay here.
Right.
Uh-uh.
Well, I was watching this other video. I don't know if nobody knows about it, but they say on the black market, a dead black man is worth $2 million.
Of course, there's all the body parts.
Body parts. So you're more valuable dead than you are alive.
Yeah.
Wow, I can believe that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Okay, when he signed the HR, the 1242 thing that he signed, that was not for him. You understand? That was not for them. You understand? They may take advantage of it and use and do some things, but it was for the Almighty, letting those that worship Him and that give all the Almighty His honor and glory. You understand? That was for us, to let us know that He's coming to get His people. You understand what I'm saying? Regardless of what they think, because they don't know about the curse that they omit the curse. You hear what they call us? Black American? African Americans. You understand? They lumped us all in one pot. You understand? Calling us African American to keep from us, from everybody knowing who the true and living people of the Almighty is. That's why they don't never, and they know who the true and living people is. You understand? So they call us African Americans. You understand? We're not African Americans. You understand? We Hebrew Israelites that were stolen from the African continent. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Let me read this real quick. This is CNN. It says, Fox are on pace for their worst December since the Great Depression. On Friday, the Dow ended at its worst week since 2008. The NASDAQ is in a bear market. It says, after another brutal Monday, it talked about how many points it was down, but they say it is at its worst since the Great Depression. I don't know how he's going to get all this money and where he's going to get it from to revitalize something. They print money out of thin air. It's not worth nothing.
Not at all.
but my other part,
the other part to that, the caveat to that is the Israeli government collapse. That together is not a good thing.
Yeah, I ain't even got on that yet because Israel's government is collapsing. They're asking for an emergency election, and they want Netanyahu arrested.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is. It says, this is December 24th, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition announced Monday that early elections will be held in April, sending the Israeli leader back to face the voters at a time when he is confronting mounting criticism over his handling of security and under investigation for bribery. It says, while Netanyahu's right-wing coalitions have been on the brink of collapse since his defense minister quit last month, it was a dispute over legislation aiming at drafting ultra-Orthodox Jews into the military that untimely brought down the government. Most political analysts predict that Netanyahu will be reelected. There's no significant challengers in his party, and leading opposition figures that they're considered too weak to unseat him. But they are talking about having him arrested because he's got charges on him.
Oh, yeah.
So they say
and
he's
you
got
know,
to
and we
to
have, you see how they do, man. You understand? That man got charges on him. He's being investigated for a lot of stuff. If they had just one of our elected officials up with those charges, they'd be in jail right today.
But look at that, Brother Adonia, how the Most High working this out.
Okay.
I mean, but we in the government shutdown. They government is shutting down. You know, and then our stock market is crashing. I mean, look at that.
The French government. All of them agencies is gone, man. They have uprisings in all of those countries. This got to be the end of our captivity because all of them is falling apart, man. You understand?
Yep.
They talking about going to Africa, man, and revitalizing Africa. You understand? Under that colonization thing, you understand? Mm-hmm. They're all up in Africa. You understand? But guess what? That's got to fall, too.
So do. They said a vote is scheduled for Wednesday. That's coming Wednesday, tomorrow, to dissolve the parliament, known as the Knesset. If dissolution is supported by more than half the members, a national election will take place April the 9th. A full term would have taken the government through to November 2019. So they voting tomorrow to get rid of the government, to just dissolve it, period.
And you know, the Almighty is powerful beyond compare, man.
Yes,
you know, little by little, you understand, he's bringing this place down. You understand? I'm talking about, you understand, you know, they didn't got to the point, man, where everything is coming down. You understand? And I mentioned to y'all years ago, you understand, it's going to be a crescendo. You understand? The sky going to open up and, huh?
I said, it's looking like it right now.
You understand? You know, I mean, earthquakes and tornadoes and what's that thing that come out the ground? That stuff that come out the ground? Volcanoes. You understand? Flooding all over the place. Fire. You understand? It's gonna be it's all this stuff got to come together, man. Tell you what. Mark my word. And I don't want to be, you know, putting fear in anybody, but man, you understand, we got to trust in the Almighty because he the one that said he's going to come get his people from the four corners, his people from the four corners of the earth. And it's all of those people talking about they Israel and this, that, and the other. We'll see.
Hey, sure. That's what I said, too. I said, we sure get ready to see in a minute. We get ready to see who's who. That's going to be ugly. For real, we get ready to see. It's going to separate the men from the boys and the women from the girls. It said, watch, it says, at the same time, the Israeli news media has intently covered corruption investigations into Netanyahu, focusing on allegations that he accepted favors and gifts from several wealthy benefactors and business executives and made deals for favorable coverage. The Israeli police has recommended indicting him in three cases, and it is up to the Attorney General of Russia, I mean of Israel, to build a case that can stand up in court.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do with Mr. Trump. You understand? They're trying to build this case, man, a case that cannot be, you know, they can't find no loopholes. It won't be no loopholes in it, man. They're going to crush this guy. You understand? Even, you know, they said on the news, you understand, he's been corrupt for 30 years. You understand? And so they were saying, mm-hmm. How could he even be president if they looked at, like I said, man, if they looked at his, if they vetted him like they vetted Obama. You understand? There's no way possible he would be president. All the slimy stuff that he was involved in.
And you know what? And I heard somebody on the radio the other day talking about on YouTube, somebody, he's had the largest crowd at the inauguration ever. And I'm like, no, he didn't. Everybody's been lying.
That's the biggest lie. That was the first lie, and they should have jumped on him then. Yeah. They should have jumped on him then. You understand? Once he got away with that lie right there, boy, it didn't stop. It was an onslaught of lies. Every time he came on TV and every time he tweeted something was a lie in there. You understand? I'm telling you, man, these people, I mean, the Almighty is powerful beyond compare, man. He's going to tear this place up. You understand? And one other thing here, too, is that he unraveled everything that America has been trying to keep in place, you understand? The common camaraderie with all the other nations, you understand? You know, he just backed out of this and stopped and got America out of this. I think that's all hooked up between him and Putin, man. You understand? Him and Putin, man. You understand? Is together. They got him in office so that he can unravel this mess. You understand? Now, ain't nobody in their right mind would shut the government down and stop 800 people, 8,000, what is it, 800 people, you understand, 8,000 people, you understand, from
800,000.
800,000 people, huh? 800,000 people, man. You understand? And he want to blame somebody else when he said this. Out of his mouth, it's televised that he gonna take the blame for shutting down the government. How could you do that to a people? You understand? Because he the one that said Mexico gonna pay for the what's name. And when he said that, he didn't leave no loophole, no phrase in there. Said, well, we're gonna pay for it, and then we're gonna make Mexico pay for it. He didn't say that at all throughout his whole candidacy.
No. No, that's for sure.
Now, he gonna hold everybody hostage until he get his way. Man, please, left hook.
Yeah, yeah. He done it for real. He done shut it down, and people looking at him sideways.
He just said, shut the whole government down. 800,000 people that was gonna they gonna work for nothing, or they gonna have to take a furlough. And unexpected furlough, because, you understand, most of the people would be taking a vacation and getting vacation pay, you understand?
Yeah.
But he, unexpectedly, these guys is out of work. Come on. And around Christmas time. I mean, the holiday time.
Yeah. Looks like it. It's just too bad.
How can he care? How does he care about somebody? He don't care about nobody, man. Period.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And you know, I don't understand, man. These guys must be afraid of him, man. They're afraid to speak up and tell him, man, that's crazy. Don't do that. That's stupid. And then, see, this government don't even have no fail safe in there. You understand?
But,
you know, that's messed up, man.
Guess what? Brother Donnie, they say he is in there by himself. Most of
I know
that's right. He is in the White House alone. Most of them gone. They done walked out. They done
well,
walked out
be
already.
I told you all, man, somebody sent me an email, a post. They posted it on my Facebook page. You understand? Him being fitted for an orange jumpsuit with the flap in the back.
That's silly. Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate, but you know, it just goes to show where this country has, where who the people really are. I can't even say where it's gone to, because it is what it is. It is what you see. But at least the ones that we did have before then tried to present this image. But for real, that's who they are. That's what they do. You are what you do. Not what you say, but what you do. You know? And this is just, it's unbelievable. Most people have just, they've gotten past the shock factor. Because, you know, for the first 12 months, everybody's been kind of shocked. Like, what in the world is this? You know, and it's unbelieving that they thought it was just an act he was putting on. But now they see it's not. Now they're angry. They're angry.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be even more angry come tomorrow.
Well, guess what? Ain't no need of him trying to put no money in the black community, because that ain't going to change nothing. Like you said, it ain't for our benefit. No, no way. If we was on this side, it wouldn't make a difference. Because the people who voted him in are expecting him to do certain things, and he is just not doing it. He's not producing like they thought he would. You know, but that ain't us.
Sold them over.
Say that again, Brother Leonard.
I said we witnessed in a controlled demolition job, just like the World Trade Center.
Yeah, okay. That's true. That is true. That is true. You know, and it's a lot to watch all of this happen. Watch the stock market crash. Watch Israel go through what it's going through. Watch the other countries crumble because they can't get it together either. We're watching our jobs folded up. People losing their jobs. We're watching the healthcare system crumble. And then we got to get prepared because y'all coming.
And that should be our major concern. That's it.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
True that.
Yes, and because we know that this place, you know, this evil can't last forever. Evil is not, you know, it's just what it says. You understand? It starts imploding on its own self. Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. It's all about faith. And, you know, like we said the other day, we just got to get ready to meet him, whatever that means. You know, 2019, whatever that means. Something's going to happen. Something is going to change, you know, but we just got to get ready for it and be ready to make the change. Because, like you said, it's only going to be a remnant for that, too. You know, if we have 700 people, I will be shocked. I'm not expecting that. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I've been around Israel long enough to know, you know, that we don't expect anything. You know, and the people that Yah sends is what we're going to work with, and we're going to go from, we'll pray for the whole nation, the people that he sends. Because, you know, we have all these grand ideas, and it's going to be all these folks, and we're going to be, and sometimes it's best, Yah knows who's going to get the job done. He knows the ones that's going to do it.
That's the major thing. You understand? The Almighty said that he's going to bring his people back from the four corners of the earth. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't got to worry about no. I mean, all of this stuff, man, we don't have no control over it, man. You understand? I mean, I'm talking about how the government working and who's all these, things outside of the scripture, outside of our Almighty. You understand? We can't control none of that. We have no control over that.
Nope.
We've been in this captivity 400 years, and we ain't moved one inch.
No, and you know, Brother Donnie, I thought about that. I said, if you go to the United Nations and you think about all the nations that's in the United Nations, there's not one Negro in the United Nations that's representing his own country. Not one Negro.
Okay.
Not one.
I know it.
Now, we don't sit there as spokesmen for the lands of captivity that we're in, but there is not one Negro that's representing his own country. Now, half is there, but not one. Ain't that something?
They got 52 different countries in Africa, 52 or 54. They all have representation in the U.N.
Mm-hmm.
That's Deuteronomy 28, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not one Negro. They said it's 195 countries in the world today, and 193 members of the United Nations are there, and it ain't one Negro representing his own country, not one. And then let me let you all in on a little secret that's new. There's a difference between the African and the Negro.
That's correct.
Oh, right.
One is from the descendant of Ham, and that's the African, and one is from the descendant of Shem, and that's the Negro, and those are Noah's sons. There is not one Negro that has a chair in the UN that has access to his own nation. That got to tell you there's something going on. Got to.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
193 countries? 193 countries, and not one Negro is sitting in there representing his own country. Not one.
Yeah. Well, the one that they got in there that's representing Israel is a Jewish guy, or one of them Jewish, or those Jewish people that's supposed to be representing. We're not recognized as Israelites or Hebrew Israelites at all. Period. We're not recognized. I told you that they call us African Americans. So that's to prevent them from everybody else recognizing who God's people is. We're not represented. Don't call us. They're not gonna do that. You understand? That's no for surety that they have no intention. They know who they got. They know where they got them from, and where they even scattered them. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it's a messed up situation, but it's all prophecy. Prophecy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
This place got to fall. The Western culture, wherever it is, whoever is claiming Western culture, you understand, whether they be Africans in Africa or wherever they at. You understand? Wherever Western culture is, that's got to fall. You understand? Along with Damascus. See, that's another place that got to fall, because those are the Persians that took our peoples away in the northern region. The northern region, they took our brothers and sisters from that northern region, you understand, and brought them into Mecca. You understand, into the Arab nations. That's they got to fall. They got to come down all where they at.
And they already getting ready to start bombing over there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Right now.
It just amazes me. It's just amazing. You got to think something is wrong. You know, you got to understand something is wrong when you really understand the dynamics of it all, that, you know, that we are totally separate. We're people of color, but we're totally separate people of color away from everybody else.
That is correct.
Scattered everywhere.
That is absolutely.
I remember I sent this email to this one sister, and she was a Hamite. She sent me an email back and told me, please remove my name from your list because I do not belong to you people.
Okay.
I sent her an email back saying, gladly, no problem. We have no problem with that at all. So there's a clear difference between them and us, and they make sure that you know that.
Yeah, we hadn't seen that until recently, though. We've been, for the longest, we was going along with that, not seeing it.
I know it. But that too had to be the Most High opening up our eyes. But you know,
exactly.
I used to tell my grandma that all the time. I said, I don't believe we African. I said, because we are totally different from them people. I said, we just, our whole mannerism, everything is different. Something is off. You know what I'm saying? But I was young, you know, and didn't really know. You know. I didn't know.
Yeah,
I was young. But, I mean, looking at it now, look at where we are.
Yeah, you know, some people can tell that we're different, you know, because people used to tell me, you're not from here, where are you from? And I used to say, I'm from, I used to say Egypt because I didn't know no better. But when I found out that, you know, it's only been recently, I should say, that I found out that specifically that it's Israel or, you know, round about the way, that I, you know, I know what to say, but I mean, it some people can just tell that, you know, well, you don't look like you're from here. And I said, well, as far as I know, you know, I was born in New York, you know, so, but,
yeah, me too. You know, it's something, I tell you, but we getting there, though. You know, the Most High is waking up these people. Like Brother Rashman said, his family is waking up. He's waking us up. He's waking up his people. And it's beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, it's just a wonderful thing, you know. So we're just excited about that. You know, and watching him do what he does. It's beautiful. And nobody could do it but him. You know, nobody could do it but him.
You understand? You
know, wonderful thing. We have made it. We almost 7 months in it. We 8 months there. So it's just beautiful.
To live in Elohim, the God of our fathers. His inheritance. That's who we are. We are the Almighty's inheritance.
And Brother Donnie, you know what it seemed like? It seemed like the moment we started waking up, they started speeding stuff up.
Started doing what?
Speeding up the stuff. They started to speed up the prophecies and jumping and getting in order. It's like they're rushing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, what you rushing for? It's like, uh-oh, them people waking up. We got to hurry up and do what we need to do and make sure we put this stuff in place.
Yeah, they're
Go ahead,
look here, the time is short. They ain't got, you understand, the Almighty is right around the corner, man. He gonna get his people about this mess. And I can understand how he feeling and what he's feeling, man, you understand, because he said it, this has already been set up, you understand, and he's putting things in place, man, to bring about the results that he wants.
Absolutely.
But all these people, man, like I told you, man, he had them people coming out of Syria rushing into Europe. And, you know, you understand? And so the Almighty, man, I can see what he's doing, man. He's putting all them people in place so he can zap them all at one time. Bam.
That's terrible. Harry, call 314. Your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Pianchi. I see you guys still around.
Oh, my God. Hi, Pianchi. How are you? Man.
I'm doing just fine.
This is one of our old Blog Talk listeners from way back in the day. So are you, where you at in Israel? You still hanging on to Israel?
No, I'm not in Israel. I'm here in the U.S. right now.
No, I'm talking about the culture. I know you're not in Israel. I'm talking about the culture.
No, I'm not there. But I'm just happy to hear that you're still around. What's the brother's name, Brother Donnie?
Donnie,
what's going on, man?
Who am I talking with?
It's Pianchi.
Oh, okay. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
That's great. Good
to hear from you. How's the weather down there in Alabama?
In Atlanta. That's where I'm at.
Oh, okay, Atlanta. I'm going to be down there next week. I'm going.
It's been nice the last couple of days. There. We had 50 degree weather. You understand what I'm saying? You know, cold 50 degree, but it was not too bad. It gets cold at night, but other than that, man, it's been raining too, man. Raining real good here, you understand? That's another thing that we got to watch out for, too, them mudslides.
Well, I'll be down there in Atlanta on Broadview. Got to bring my grandson down there for some baseball training. But I just holler at you guys. Go ahead and carry on.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man.
All right, Shalom. Nice to hear from you. So nice to hear from you. That's a blast from the past, back in the day. Yeah, we still here, Bianchi. We still holding the torch. Carrying Israel through. Wow. Uh-oh, that is something. I mean, Brother Leonard, he was like you in back in the day. We had to keep him on a tight leash because he'd even said anything. You know how the kids get a whooping beforehand? He was one of the ones that we used to warn before. All right, now, don't. Well, you know, well, he's good people. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Woo! Hallelujah. All praises. We had to warn him in advance. Woo! But those were the days. I miss him. I'm glad to hear your voice and glad to hear you still around. All praises to the Most High God. What a blessing. You know, we just be hanging in there.
So they got a song out. I don't know whether you might have heard this before. He says, "Ain't nothing out there." When you come into Israel, you understand, and you can't go back. There's nothing out there.
Nope.
That's in comparison to the understanding of yeah.
Nothing. You know, but you know, you like I was telling of some people. You got to find something else to do, though. You know, even though we know there's nothing out there, there's not a whole, you got to find an outlet to just release yourself sometime to step away from this for a minute, you know, so you can get a breath because it overwhelms after a while if you don't, you know. And, you know, whatever it is, some people like to go skating, some people like to go to the shooting range, some people like to play sports or whatever, you can play during the week. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is, you got to find an outlet. You do. You really do. You know. So we do encourage that. Well, we have run up on the time for the show to be over with. I want to give everybody a chance to say something. They want to say something. And then we're going to go ahead and end the show because I have to go to work tomorrow, unfortunately. We're going to start with area code 513, Sister Livia. What would you like to say?
I would just like to say for my brothers and sisters to keep your eyes on the prize. You know, that's the time we need to humble ourselves and seek the Most High in everything. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Brother Donia?
Just in the Almighty with all your heart and soul and keep His commandments as best we possibly can in the condition that we're in. Hallelujah.
Brother Leonard. Brother Leonard?
Well, I got a video for you. I think you ought to check out. It's called Battle for Africa. It's a prophetic warning and a call to action for African people worldwide. It's like an hour and 30-something minutes. You'll be shocked at what the information that the lady giving out.
All right, we'll definitely look into that. Area code 832, your mic is open. What would you like to say? This is Zaire. Phone might be on mute. All right, Brother Yerushalayim, what would you like to say to the people before we dismiss?
Just say keep the faith, hold on, and I love everybody on this line. Shalom.
All right, everybody, guess what? We'll see you Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our weekly Bible class. Don't forget to be on time. The phone number is 319-527-9197. The access code is 256039#. We say it again. It's 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256039#. You all have a wonderful rest of your week. I have enjoyed the show. And we will see you Thursday night. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Good night.